You're going to see me shift out of these notes here. On Sunday, we dealt with acknowledgement, the true umbilical cord to prosperity and healing. That's what we dealt with on Sunday. Just pulling up a point from over here, we learned that where the umbilical cord was coming from, because tonight's message is entitled The Umbilical Cord Effect. All right. And so that's what we're going to be dealing with. But we're going to look back on Sundays just to pick up on Proverbs 3, verses 6 through 8 real fast. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Of course, we know that's been our key for a minute. And he shall direct thy paths. It says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And the result of that acknowledging becomes health to our navels and marrow to the bones, to our bones, according to verse number 8. All right. And what the word health meant, a cure. We find the cure by acknowledging, all right, because of, by acknowledging, we begin to move away from things that we shouldn't be involved with. It becomes a cure, and then it becomes a cure to what? Our navel. In other words, the navel translates in the Hebrew, the umbilical cord, all right, or the center of strength. So by acknowledging, we found out, and this is all dealing with peace, that acknowledging, we find that we get health. We find the cure. There is physical healing to be had through acknowledging. In fact, it tells us that acknowledging, that by way of acknowledging, we begin to not be wise in our own eyes, and we fear the Lord. We depart from evil and all that good stuff. And then what happens, the reason why we start to disconnect from all the things that we're not to be connected to, is because there's a divine connection back with the Lord, which is called the umbilical cord. All right. We are children that were never supposed to, the umbilical cord was never supposed to be severed at all, ever. And if you were on the line last night with Elder Allison and Elder Donna on the Moore group, you heard something last night. She actually found in Eden how Eden had become the womb. And because it was an enclosure, and then in that we also found that the tree of life became the umbilical cord, which they were nourished by. And so the type and shadow of the umbilical cord was from the beginning. And God is letting us know.
Amen.
And God is letting us know. In fact, I read a scripture today that said, a servant will depart from the house, but a son will never depart from his father's house, a true son. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at that word house, and it was pretty powerful. There were some things that you could, in the definition of house, that it was talking about God's temple. And we know temple is a type and shadow of the body. And so in that, it's speaking that we would never depart from his body. We will always be connected. Amen. All right. True sons are always connected. All right. But nevertheless, the umbilical cord. All right. Now, the umbilical cord is in the natural how babies are fed, or the fetus is fed. All right. Through the umbilical cord of the mother that's connected to the child. And not only are they fed, but we also found out, Elder Allison looked a little bit deeper, how also it carries waste from the child.
Amen.
So it purges as well as nourishes. Now, when we're getting this umbilical cord effect, we are being totally nourished with kingdom. Amen. In every regard. That's why it equals peace. We are in the lap of, that we are in the place of prosperity. We're in the place of healing. We're in the place of, blissfulness in God when we're connected to the umbilical cord of Christ. And so tonight, I want to talk to you about the effect. All right?
Amen.
And this is Abounding Winds, part 212. And we're going to look over here, the umbilical cord effect. We pick up in Proverbs 3 and 6 again. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Now, this message about the effect and how to get the effect is really still hammering the fact that we are connected through acknowledging. All right. So we get the effect of the umbilical cord through acknowledging. And look at what happens. In acknowledging, it says he shall, to those words right there, he shall direct thy path.
Yes.
All right. So now, if you want the effect of the umbilical cord of the kingdom or the umbilical cord of Christ, it's by way of acknowledging him. And then he shall. Why do I look at he shall? Because when you think about it, I'm going to read a note to you. But when you think about it in truth, all right, the fetus, the baby that's growing in the womb of the mother is not trying to be fed. They're not trying to be nourished.
True.
She is eating and they recede from there.
Amen.
When you
Amen.
See he shall, it's like the operation of the umbilical cord.
Mm-hmm.
He shall.
Amen.
Too often of times we try to acknowledge God in ways, and I'll just read the note. True acknowledgement is not trying to take the Lord to any problem we might be facing. Neither is it taking the problem to the Lord. I know the Bible says that we can ask and receive, and it says all this stuff, but I'm showing you a deeper route of this, a deeper place in God that's biblically correct, and this is where sons and daughters really grow from, all right? So now, we're not trying to take the problem to the Lord, neither are we trying to take the Lord to the problem. True acknowledgement, let me tell you why, let me back up right there. Because what we do, and we think we're acknowledging God when we have a situation. So now, the stress of the situation causes acknowledgement. Because you don't want to be facing whatever it is you're facing. Don't get me wrong. There's a place of faith there, but that's not where true sons and daughters should be that are connected to the umbilical cord. We should be in a position to where God can direct us, because we're already in a constant place of acknowledgement.
Amen.
So we're finding the direction, and it's not just for the moment or for the problem or for the need we might be facing. That's passé. That's novice. That's beginners in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that sounds kind of strange talking about being connected to an umbilical cord and being mature, but that is in actuality the way it is.
Amen.
This is being connected to the umbilical cord of Christ is for somebody that's really I'm talking about full age. Think about it. A child really is eating in the fetus, in the stage of a fetus, in the stage of being in the womb of the mother. They're not drinking milk.
Nope.
They're not drinking milk like when they come out to learn to live on their own. They're eating whatever it is the mother's eating.
Yes.
Somebody say amen. They're eating mature meals.
Amen. It's true.
They're not being mm-hmm. they're not being nourished by milk alone. Mm-hmm. So look at the reverse here. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. God is trying to reconnect us to his umbilical cord to give us the stronger meat, to see the greater results.
Amen.
All right, here we go. True acknowledgement isn't simply asking and praying unto the Lord about getting direction. True acknowledgement is when we are in the rhema and the Lord's direction comes through that. It's the umbilical cord effect. The
Amen.
Child being fed doesn't go to the mother and ask for food. The child simply is connected to the source. When we stay in the study, we need to realize we are connected and simply watch and wait.
Amen.
To watch and wait. We get lost, and you better believe it, and if you really understand what I'm saying, give me an amen when I'm done saying it. We get lost in the shuffle of trying to get direction. We get lost in that shuffle, and how many times have we been lost in the shuffle of trying to figure out what God would have us to do?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, when you're connected to the umbilical cord of the rhema word, you don't sit around trying to figure out or trying to probe around to find out what you're doing. The solution comes like through an umbilical cord. The nourishment of your direction, the God's voice, God's counsel comes through the rhema word.
Amen.
The Bible says that his word is a lamp under our feet and a light unto our pathway. It comes, it's illuminated just by being in the rhema. And being in the rhema is to be connected. It's to be connected to the umbilical cord of Christ. Now watch this. It says in Proverbs 8 and 34, talk about watching and waiting. In Proverbs 8 and 34, it says, blessed is the man that heareth me. We've read this so many times.
Amen.
Watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Now, here's what it means to watch. To watch means to remain awake or sleepless. All right? You remain awake or you're sleepless. And I know what the word is talking about here. It's talking about remaining awake in the word, remaining sleepless in the rhema word, not nodding off concerning the rhema word. This is what causes the umbilical cord effect. All right? Waiting, it means to guard or protect. It means preserve, to keep. It means to retain or treasure up in memory. All right? And this is what the Lord told me here. He said, if you watch, you'll automatically wait. If you stay, if you remain awake, if you're alert to the now word of God, you'll automatically fall into waiting. Amen. So you'll be in a position where you're watching and you're waiting, which means you're guarding. You protect by watching, by remaining, by staying in the word. So many times we fall asleep at the rhema. And I tell you, man, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. It is a cure-all being in the rhema word.
Yes, it is.
That's without a shadow of a doubt. It fixes everything. So while I'm remaining awake in the word, I'm now also guarding, protecting, and preserving. Basically, I'm lying still like a child. Just like a child that's in the mother's womb. The only thing they do is just sit there. They wait. They lay there and wait. And it's coming for them. Well, while I'm in the rhema, and under the rhema, I'm in the umbilical cord effect. And as long as I'm awake and I'm sleepless when it comes to being in the rhema word and living by the word, I'm sleepless. I don't nod off on this. I'm under the umbilical cord effect. All right? So the umbilical cord effect is dependent on staying alert in the rhema word. We can't fall asleep and doze and lose sight. We can't afford to fall asleep and lose sight, all right, of the word. We can't. We are also called to protect it. How we protect it, as I said, is to simply continue to stay awake and alert to the rhema word.
Amen.
And this alone does protect the word.
Amen.
It's from here that the umbilical cord effect will work. If a child is disconnected from the mother while in the womb, the child is going to die.
Yes.
Well, it's the same likeness to us.
Yes, it is.
In the rhema word. When we step away from it, we lose benefits, the nourishment, we lose all that the umbilical cord is supposed to be causing a supply to come.
So simple.
We too begin to die.
It's true.
This is a really simple 1 + 1 = 2 type message. If it's health unto my navel, if it's an umbilical cord unto me, then my position means everything. It means everything. And I'm going to show you by the end of the message how you can be disconnected from the umbilical cord of Christ. And then there's only one other umbilical cord you can be connected to, and that's Satan. I'm just going to cut to the chase. The reason why we don't stay in a place of elevated peace is because oftentimes we disconnect from the umbilical cord of Christ.
Yes.
Because we fall asleep at the rhema word. The Bible says, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching, remaining awake, sleepless, and waiting at the post of his doors, guarding, protecting, preserving, retaining, treasuring up in memory.
Amen, God. Amen.
Glory be to God. All right, here we go. In Psalms 119, verse 11, all right, here's some more confirmation for you. In Psalms 119, verse 11, David says, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Ooh, Jesus, I bless you. The word hid is really powerful. It means this. Watch this. It's going to blow your mind. To protect, to esteem, regard, or hold in high regard, to reverence or honor or revere.
Look at God.
We're back to acknowledge here.
Mm-hmm.
Your word do I acknowledge in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. When the word is there and it's being ignored, you're under acknowledgement. Watch this. You're under the umbilical cord effect.
Bless God.
You're in the place where you're being fully and thoroughly nourished by God. I don't know about any of y'all, but I'll speak for myself. I know the strength that I'm getting and what's happening to me. There's a transformation that I'm under yet again. Praise God. Because of the level of acknowledgement that I'm under, because God is causing me to be aware of acknowledging him. And the only way I'm acknowledging him is that I'm not falling asleep concerning the rhema word. Elder Don and I were talking today about how we're commanding our souls. We're bringing to remembrance the rhema word. And I basically what I do, like David said, man, I talk to my soul. My soul, why are you disquieted within me? My soul, why are you afraid? David spoke to his soul on so many psalms. You can look it from psalm to psalm. And what we're doing is because we're staying in a place of acknowledgement, I start moving in acknowledging the word in my own soul. This is what I'm doing when I get up to use the bathroom at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. Man, I start to really just play back the now word of God. Then all of a sudden, the spirit takes over and begins to minister. But I'm moving forward in the rhema word within my own soul. I want my soul flooded with the now word of God.
Amen, amen, amen.
I'm not allowing my soul to have the moments that it would have outside. I'm talking about me. I am regarding in a way in my soul. I'm regarding the Lord.
Amen.
Then all of a sudden, Amen. My spirit gets quickened. And all of a sudden, now it becomes something that's rhema. It becomes real supernatural. Amen. And the spirit of God begins to minister to me. But I'm not falling asleep. Hallelujah. I'm not allowing my soul to fall asleep. I'm remaining awake. I'm sleepless when it comes to being in the now word. And it's strengthening me. It's becoming health unto my navel. It's becoming an umbilical cord, praise God.
Praise God.
All the nourishment of the Father is flowing on the inside of me. All of the nourishment of Christ is starting to flow on the inside of me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there's a mighty wind of God blowing in my home. And I'm watching God move.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm under the umbilical cord effect. And I'm loving it. Thy word have I hid in my heart. I'm protecting it. I'm esteeming it. I'm regarding. I'm acknowledging. Which is bringing me into honor and reverence. The definition of hid takes us back down the same path as acknowledge. It confirms that acknowledging the Lord is how the umbilical cord is connected. That's what it says over in Proverbs chapter 3. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Then it says, be not wise in thine own eyes. You'll fear the Lord and you'll depart from evil. And what'll happen is it will become health to thy navel. It will reestablish the umbilical cord and marrow to thy bones, which we're going to get in on Sunday.
Amen.
Here's an old store confirmation real fast. In Revelations chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, it says, "And unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth." He says in verse 8, "I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door." My God. "And no man can shut it. Woo! "For thou hast little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name." The word "keep" here means this: to guard. Remember this: to guard from loss or injury.
Yes, amen.
By keeping your eye upon. There it is again. And it tells him what happens as a result of this. Well, the umbilical cord effects happens here. He says, I've set before you an open door. Freedom to come into the kingdom. No man can shut it. Why? Because thou hast kept my word.
Amen, God.
The rhema I gave you didn't suffer loss, neither did it get injured along the way. You esteemed it, you regarded it, you acknowledged it. The umbilical cord effect is on you. I set before you an open door. And no man can shut it. Ooh, that's why things happen for your elder daughter, because they set before you an open door, and amen. No man could shut it.
Amen, amen. Bless
why?
God.
Because you have been keeping his word. You are under the umbilical cord effect.
Yes, God.
No. And the door is open. The door is open. I know what door he's talking about. He's talking about the door of the kingdom, where men come in and find pasture. The door of the kingdom is open. What's in the kingdom? Everything you want. Eden is open to you. Why? Because you have kept my word. This is the umbilical cord effect. I'm nourishing you physically. I'm nourishing you mentally. I'm nourishing you spiritually. I'm nourishing you financially. The umbilical cord effect is in full operation.
Yes, amen, God.
Because you have kept my word.
Amen.
Because you have kept. It didn't suffer the loss. It didn't suffer injury. You've stayed in a place of in all thy ways, you've been acknowledging me. The Bible says that we would meditate on the word of God day and night, and we would find good success. Why? Because the umbilical cord effect is in operation. Because you're staying in the rhema word day and night. And the thing of it is, I love this. We don't determine the growth. God determines the growth. God determines our health. We don't have to be concerned with these things. We don't have to think about prosperity. All these things are under the umbilical cord effect.
Amen.
We don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about healing. Elder Allison said, she said she's watching herself. She's watching different parts of her body. She expects nothing but healing to manifest.
Amen.
Because she's under the umbilical cord effect. And that's exactly how I feel. I'm just experiencing it, God manifesting health and strength in me.
Yes. Yes.
Why? Because I'm connected unto the umbilical cord. Yes. I'm under the effect of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And the reason why is because I'm keeping his word. We're keeping his word. We're guarding it from loss and injury. We're keeping our eye upon it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And last question in this message, the last point that I'm going to point out here tonight. Whose umbilical cord are you tied to? Which one are you tied to? This is really powerful. I saw this over here in John 8:38. This is really powerful. Jesus says to them, he's speaking to the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin and people that are just coming up against him. And they're talking about how they're children of Abraham, and they're talking about who they think they connected to. And Jesus hits them with this in John 8:38. You can read this chapter. It'll bless you because you'll see plainly. He says, I speak that which I have seen with my Father. And listen to what he says. And you, ye, do that which you have seen with your Father. Jesus is saying, I'm under the umbilical cord effect of my Father. And you are doing what you do because you're under the umbilical cord effect of your Father. How come I say the umbilical cord effect? Because the word seeing means to discern clearly. It means to perceive, to know, have knowledge. And we know that having knowledge is acknowledging. To regard or to pay attention. So what I'm doing, whatever I'm having, taking knowledge or gaining knowledge from, is what I'm doing. Jesus said, I'm speaking that which I acknowledge of my Father, Jesus. And he said, and you're doing what you are acknowledging of your Father. Why? Because you're under either one umbilical cord effect or the other. Whatever you're being nourished with, my goodness, if you're not in a place of acknowledging the Father or acknowledging Christ or acknowledging God, if you're not there, then you will be under the umbilical cord effect of the adversary. Jesus made it real plain. You're doing what you're acknowledging. He said, I speak what I acknowledge.
Amen.
And you know why Jesus said, I speak? Because he said, the Father doeth the works. He would never say, I do. He's saying here, I speak. If he ever says, I do, and when you ever see what that he does, he connects the Father to the works that are being done.
Yes,
so
does.
Jesus said, I'm speaking.
Yes,
so therefore, if he's speaking, works are being done, but they're being done by the Father. But he's saying, you're doing what you've seen. Whatever you're discerning clearly, whatever you're acknowledging more so of is what's nourishing. And that's the type of life that's coming out of that. So ask yourself a question. Whose umbilical cord are you tied to? Which one are you connected to? In all sincerity, come on, really think about it. What's nourishing you? What are you acknowledging more? Well, I got good news for you. I hear this. Draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you.
Yes, Lord.
I will cause a disconnect and a reconnect.
Right.
I will disconnect the umbilical cord of the adversary. And my note is simple here. The same definitions, once again, from acknowledge are found here in John 8:38. So what's being said to us is whoever we acknowledge is whose umbilical cord we are tied to.
It's true.
Now we know why deliverance and healing and prosperity are oftentimes hard to come by. If we're tied to the umbilical cord of Satan, Jesus didn't say we speak what we see him do. Jesus said we do what we see him do.
Amen. Amen.
What do you really, really look at the circumstance, really look at your life for a moment and realize what umbilical cord effect are you under? Whatever you're acknowledging is what's nourishing. It's what's causing this growth or the lack thereof. It causes defects and deficiencies that when we're tied to the wrong umbilical cord. It really does. It really and truthfully does. We move in the place of that we were talking about earlier in fellowship. You move in a realm of evil. In that evil realm doesn't just mean like it's not talking about sin. When the Bible talks about evil, it's talking about where you're in places of depression. You fall into places of when you're being nourished of Satan, you're nourished with evil. And again, evil is not just talking about sin and missing the mark. Evil is talking about distress, hardships, depression. Calamity is considered to be evil. And that's what we're nourished with under the umbilical cord of the enemy. If we're full of depression, distress, where hardship is there, all these things, that's what we're being nourished with. When you're nourished with the when you're under the umbilical cord of Christ, it becomes the opposite.
Amen.
It becomes the exact opposite. It becomes life and life more abundantly. It becomes healing. It becomes peace. It becomes joy. It becomes physical health. It becomes a fountain of youth. It's completely the opposite. And you can tell when you're doing, when you're under the umbilical cord effect of Satan, it means you produce, you're shooting forth, you're bearing, you're performing repeatedly or habitually. All right? So now it's because now you can tell who is truly nourishing you more. Really. If you're coming forth with calamities and distresses and hardships, things ain't easy anymore, and you're not being nourished by the umbilical cord of Christ, you're under the wrong umbilical cord effect. And that's the difference. And amen. But how do I stop this? Who am I acknowledging? Who in the world am I acknowledging? I say this to people oftentimes that I counsel. I say, please, whatever you're going through, if you have a bad habit or you have a sin that you can't break, please invite God to that place. Please invite him. Please don't live a life where you're making the same repeated mistake without constantly inviting God in to that area of your mistake. Acknowledge him in the fact that there's a mistake here. There's a stronghold here. Acknowledge him there and let him in. Please let him be the father that he truly is. Let him love you in your mistakes. Let him love you. But please don't try to hide from him concerning it. Really acknowledge him in it. And when you get in the rhema word, and the rhema word gives you strength, man, bring that strength over to the area of weakness that you have. Let God nourish you concerning that place. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. When you get in that rhema, bring it to that place, man. Bring it there. Let him strengthen you right up out of the mess you're in.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Receive hallelujah, the effect Jesus. Of the umbilical cord of Christ, and you'll walk free. You'll get what you need, the gumption to get up and move in righteousness and in true holiness. Sanctification will come in an authentic manner.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
They say the mother's cravings are the craving of the child as well. That sometimes the cravings are strange. Because the child is craving and already craving something. Don't you realize God knows what you need?
Yes, he does.
It'll come through the umbilical cord. God knows what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll feed you.
Yes, amen.
He'll feed you. There are no deficiencies in Christ. He has a perfect, perfect diet. I mean perfect. Nothing but health and strength, and prosperity coming to. Mental health. It's all coming through the umbilical cord. If you got an issue with your mental health, God will feed you through the cord. Straighten that out. He'll balance you. That we're no longer producing or shooting forth, performing repeatedly or habitually the things that the enemy, that we see. I'm telling you, you may not believe it, but you've seen him do it. Therefore, you're doing it. Anything you're acknowledging that's outside of God, you're watching how Satan moves. Yeah. The umbilical cord effect.
So good.
I want the umbilical cord effect of Jesus Christ. I want what he's putting in his mouth to feed and nourish me, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Well, that's all I have for you tonight.
Amen.
That's all I got. Meditate on that for a minute.
Amen.
If you want, you want a strong disconnect from the enemy, if that's what you're looking for, and I know every one of us are, every one of us are looking for this here. If you're looking for that disconnect, listen now. If you're looking for that real disconnect, it's nothing short of just asking God. It's nothing short of starting to acknowledge him. Ask him for strength to stay in a place of acknowledging him. Ask him to quicken you in the rhema again, to make you hungry and thirsty for righteousness.
Yes, yes.
For blessed are they that are hungry and thirst for it, for they shall be filled. He's going to feed you through the umbilical cord. Bless God. Father, we thank you for your word. We give you praise and honor, and we give you the glory for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
For awakening us to the truth of your word, Master. We give you glory, Jesus, that we are under the effect of the umbilical cord that flows straight from heaven, that flows straight from you. And all of your person and all that you are, your character, your temperament, oh, Lord, all of your person is flowing through this umbilical cord. And we are becoming just like you. We give you glory and honor that there's health unto our navels. We give you praise for the health that's flowing, the cure that's flowing because of being connected to you. You are the source of our strength. You are the source of our deliverance. You are the source of our victory. You are the source of everything good. And it's flowing to us. And we give you glory for it, Master. Because it's really flowing unto us. And we thank you. We thank you so much. In Jesus, your precious name. Amen.
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 Amen.